Well, hey there. Welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. This is Bobby McGraw. Thanks for joining us today. As I record this, I've just gotten back from spending the day at our middle school camp. Now, this is our first time. This is part of a summer launch of a brand new middle school ministry, and it starts with our first ever middle school camp. And I'm telling you, so far, it's going incredible. Pastor Tripp and his team have a great week planned for these students where they're doing a lot of fun stuff. But one of the cool things is every morning in their morning sessions, they're talking about what kind of ministry do we want this to be. He's inviting those middle schoolers to decide what do we want this to look like. And so today, they talked about the Bible being a big deal, Jesus being the biggest deal, and the way that we show those or express those things is by serving here and around the world. I love that because these students get it. They're sharp. They're incredible. So as you think about it, at the end of this podcast today, pause and pray for what God is doing at middle school camp. Here in the next days and weeks ahead, we have our kids camp coming up, and we also have a high school camp come up, and we'll remind you about those, but be lifting up the next generation because they are incredible, and God's doing so much in those ministries this summer. Last Sunday, we continued this idea of kindness, and we talked about the fact that we've all heard of random acts of kindness, but Pastor Chuck asked the question, why do they have to be so random? Why can't we be kind consistently all the time? And so last Sunday, we came behind that to say one of the missing ingredients of becoming more intentional with kindness or any other fruit of the Spirit is by connecting that fruit with the gift that God's given us. We talked about spiritual gifts. And so if you missed Sunday's message, I encourage you to go to the sermon replay either through the app or through the website and just sort of catch up as to what we're talking about. But essentially, a spiritual gift is simply a supernatural ability that God gives believers at the moment of salvation to do his work on this earth. So it could be out of your comfort zone. It could be something that ordinarily you wouldn't do, but because God has gifted you, you feel his strength, you feel his comfort in the middle of it. And so God gives every believer at least one gift. So the question a lot of people ask is, well, how do I know what my gift is? How do I know what my spiritual gift is? So let me just give you some ways to begin to tap into that. One, I would encourage you to study what the Bible says about gifts. If you've got something to write on, or if you want to come back to this after when you get to a place where you can write this down, I want you to write down 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Romans chapter 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. I'll say those again. 1 Corinthians 12, Romans 12, Ephesians 4, and 1 Peter 4. I would encourage you to read those chapters and study them and see what the Bible says about the gifts. The second thing I want to encourage you to do is to ask God to show you your gifts. Pray something like this: God, what gifts have you given me? And as you pray that consistently, day after day, watch to see what he does and watch to see when he starts to do it and ask him, God, where do you want me to use these gifts? How do you want me to use these to make a difference? So one, study what the Bible says. Two, ask God to show you your gifts. And three, here's a good sort of litmus test of your gifting is examine what you enjoy doing and ask yourself, what do I enjoy doing and what do I do well? If you're gifted, you're going to enjoy using your gifts. You're going to do them well. You're going to use them well. If you say, I never want to help anybody, hate being called upon to help, you probably don't have the gift of serving. You see what I'm saying? If you don't enjoy it and you don't do it well, it's probably not a gift. So ask yourself, what do you enjoy and what do you do well? The fourth thing I'd encourage you to do is to take a spiritual gifts test or assessment. In fact, I mentioned it on Sunday. I've gotten dozens of emails from people asking for the link. And so I want to include that today. If you don't have access to a spiritual gift assessment, just send me a quick email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And I will send out the link later today to everybody that asked for it on Sunday and everybody that asked for it today. And it's just a simple little assessment to begin to look at what your gift is. The last thing I'd say is number five, do whatever the Holy Spirit leads you to do. Whenever you feel like God's prompting you to do something, anytime you feel that pause in your spirit, do that. Have faith and do it. Anytime you do what God's asked you to do, it gives you confidence to do it. But when you don't do it, you begin to regret it later. So I want to encourage you today. You've got a gift and it's meant to be used. It's meant to be used in the body. So I want to encourage you to figure out what that gift is and put it to work. If we can help with that, if I or any of our team can help with that, just send me an email, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And we'd love to talk to you about your gift. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.